B-Pod Studios.
Our old friend Jonathan Blank is on the air with us right now. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Right on. Nice to be here.
Of course, the award-winning documentary Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. Basically, and you can go further on this than I will, but it shows how democracy is in Holland.
That's correct.
You know, when you put this video together, I mean, and last time we spoke, you said that going over there, you really take a look at what a true democracy is. Explain that.
Well, the idea is that a democracy is based on human rights and freedom. And in that country, those are the preeminent values. Whereas I would say in America, the preeminent value is the ability to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cultural decision. It's not saying that one is necessarily better than the other. Although I think a really great example is if you look at the prison population. America has the world's largest prison population. Our imprisonment rate is literally 10 times higher than that in Holland.
Per capita.
And, you know, another thing that, at least as it's portrayed in your documentary, is Holland is really lacking as far as having an underclass.
Yes, that's correct. Because you don't have that abject poverty there.
Yeah, because, well, the medical is all taken care of over there, right?
That's right.
And, you know, to the lay person that hears Amsterdam or Holland, it's one of those things that anything goes. Is that truly the case? Does anything go over there?
Well,
or how is it run?
It's funny, you know, because in a way, anything goes, but so long as you're not bothering other people. And in that sense, anything doesn't go, because if your idea of anything goes involves creating a huge mess for other people, and usually that involves noise or hassles of some kind, then they get upset. But if you're not overtly bothering someone, they don't get bothered just because of your lifestyle.
So a good analogy would be that as far as the government of Holland is concerned, if you have Unleashed in the East by Judas Priest playing at a high volume on your stereo and your neighbors can hear it and don't like it, that's a problem.
However, yeah, that's the kind of thing that Dutch people will call the police on.
But if you put on headphones and damage only your own hearing, that's fine.
Yes, and while you're doing that, you can be smoking a big joint
right.
with marijuana
and,
that you've bought legally
in
one of the coffee shops.
And be sitting there with a whore.
That you've bought legally also.
You know, seriously, though, some of the statistics that you have sent over to us, as you said, marijuana that you can buy legally over there, heroin use, abortion, and all that is legal and no problems over there, the percentage of people that use it are lower.
Yes,
per capita.
Correct. Far lower.
Have you smoked a doob today?
Today?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. Why, you got one for me?
No, I'll be honest with you. I haven't smoked marijuana probably in about 15 years. And I'm thinking about starting again. I'm contemplating it. But I haven't taken that big step yet.
Right?
That's because his buddy with the El Camino is like 40 years old now, out of the business.
Yeah, my old contact, out of the business. Boy, I'd love to just go to a cafe and buy some.
It's pretty amazing, the freedom in Holland and what they take for granted.
And you think they take it for granted over there then, too?
I think that to them, there's no other way.
It's just a lifestyle.
Yeah, that's the way. The people there won't accept the government telling them what to do. They simply won't accept it.
Let's take some calls here, Jonathan, and you can field some question here.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air with Jonathan Blank, producer of Sex, Drugs, and Democracy.
Yeah, well, I want to know how to move to Holland. I'm sick of the crap in the States.
I mean, are a lot of people doing that, Jonathan?
Well, I met a lot of people who were doing that. I would say that I think a lot of Americans who would go over there might not like it that much.
Why?
Well, because if you're going to move to Holland, you're going to have to become Dutch.
Well, yeah, okay. You're gonna have to become Dutch.
You're gonna have to learn how to speak Dutch. I mean, everybody speaks English.
Right. You're gonna have to learn how to wear wooden shoes.
Yeah, exactly. And if you can't speak Dutch, they don't treat you like a Dutch person.
Ah.
They treat you like a tourist.
It's like you know.
They're a very close knit country because there are only 15, 16 million of them.
Yeah.
Do you think Sam L. Jackson would do over there?
How would Samuel Jackson?
Well, you remember him in Pulp Fiction. I'm going, man. That's it. I'm effing going.
I bet you he'd do very well. Well, I think what you get is you have kids talking about the way they feel they're treated. Black people talking about the way they feel they're treated. Homosexuals talking about the way they feel they're treated. The police giving you their perspective. Everyone is allowed to present their own story.
Right. Very well done.
Thank you.
Let's go take another call. Hello, you're on the air with Jonathan Blank, producer of Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question for him.
Go ahead.
What about gun control over there? I mean, what's their stand on that?
Good question.
Guns are completely forbidden.
Nobody can have a gun.
No, except for the police.
Right. And what about crime over there as far as armed crime? Very low?
Extremely low. Extremely low. Very, very few murders in the whole country. And their crime rate in general is low.
Because you hear the adage over here in the United States, you've been hearing it for years, if we didn't have guns, the only ones that would have guns is the criminals.
Right. Well, but that's a slogan engineered by people who sell guns. People in America, according to our Constitution, are entitled
how
to...
How you doing?
Hold on, pal.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Jonathan Blank.
Hi. How you doing, Jonathan?
Good. How are you?
All right. I lived on an island called St. Martin that was half Dutch down in the West Indies.
Right.
Yeah, and it was legal down there. I thought it was great.
Right on.
Just calling to say hi.
Okay. Hello.
So half Dutch, does that count?
Yeah, half Dutch, if you're half Dutch.
Right. Well, St. Martin, half the island is French and half is Dutch.
Right. But you can still have the freedoms over there?
I guess. You know, I haven't...
I've never been to St. Martin, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if they have any coffee shops there, though.
But those coffee shops are great, aren't they?
They are.
What does it cost, I mean, if you wanted to go and say, get a half ounce of pot over there? What's it cost American?
Well, let's see. I would say...
Depends on whether you want regular or unleaded.
They have so many
good. I want good stuff that, you know, boom!
The skunk. That's what you want, the skunk.
And what's that stuff cost?
The skunk maybe costs probably $250 an ounce.
$250 an ounce?
Yeah.
That's a little steep, ain't it?
It is. It's probably about half what it is in America.
What if I wanted to get something that, you know, a lot of stems and seeds?
They don't have anything like that.
No, but it's all good.
It's all good. But you can get stuff for $100 an ounce.
Really?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
And they have, you'll go into a coffee shop, they'll have anywhere from 10 to 15 different kinds of pot and 10 to 15 different kinds of hash.
So how does it work over there? I mean, you walk in here, do you buy it and take it home, or do they just sell you a joint and you light up in there?
They have a menu, usually, and you go in and you buy it by the bag.
But can you smoke it there in the shop, or do you have to take it home?
Depends on where you are and what the local ordinances are.
So it changes from town to town that you're in?
That's correct.
Some will say you can buy it, but don't smoke it here.
That's right.
Some will say, what the hell, light up.
It's like a coffee shop, and everyone... In Amsterdam, it's all like cafes where everyone's sitting around and smoking. In the outer cities, a lot of places, they didn't want that, so they set up a place where you go in, you buy what you want, like a grocery store, and then you leave.
And you find everybody to be very relaxed, don't you?
People are very relaxed, yeah. I would say that's true.
Jonathan, let's take a couple more calls here with the time we have left. We don't have that much time.
Okay.
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air with Jonathan Blank, producer of Sex, Drugs, and Democracy.
Yeah, the weed over there is really the poor man's drug. The nice stuff is the hashish, whether it's the Lebanese blonde or the... You know, that's the primo that you're going to be going in for.
Right. Is that true, Jonathan?
It used to be true. now the people there are getting into smoking the grass, too. And the skunk is really taking over. But it used to be
the
exact,
skunk, man. The skunk.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yeah, you know, when I was over in Italy, they always used to say the pizza was the poor man's Italian food.
Right.
Now, you know, people are saying that marijuana is Holland's poor man's high.
Well, you know, in Europe, they like to roll with tobacco. And so for years, they've always gotten hash, usually from Morocco or India, and they've sprinkled it in with their tobacco cigarettes.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it? Do they actually put mayonnaise on French fries?
They do.
One last call here, Jonathan, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air with Jonathan Blank.
Hey, I got a question. What you said that the crime rate was real low, but what's the rate of people getting in car accidents and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, going behind the wheel and driving after after a nice evening at one of those cafes.
Well, I don't have that statistic, so I can't say. I do know that the Dutch are very tough on drunk driving.
Well, how's alcohol over there then? I mean, is there alcohol abuse?
There certainly is. I think any place where it's dark a lot of the year and cold.
Yeah.
There's alcohol abuse.
To warm the bones.
And you know what? Inside a bar, it's always dark and cold.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Jonathan, you know why we had you back on?
Why?
Because you say right on.
All right.
Jonathan, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right on.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Hey. Hi, gang. Stan and Haney here. The 22nd. Okay. It's the Monday after Easter.
Yes, and we'd like to thank all the Easter worshipers in the audience and hope they had a happy Easter.
That's
all
right.
Those Easter worshipers. Yeah,
worshipers.
Did you see that?
No, who said that? It sounds so ridiculous when it comes out of your mouth. Easter worshipers.
It sounds ridiculous when it comes out of my mouth?
Yeah.
Would it be ridiculous if it came out of President Obama's mouth?
Yes.
Would it be ridiculous if it came out of Secretary Clinton's mouth?
Is that what they said? Easter worshipers?
Yeah.
No.
That's the talking point so they can avoid saying Christians. Now, they do not hesitate to say Muslim.
No.
But they don't want to say Christian. And that's how they talked about Sri Lanka.
That
is, oh, look at this horrible thing that happened to the Easter worshipers and tourists.
Don't want to offend. Don't want to offend.
What about Christians?
Doesn't matter.
So they don't mind offending Christians.
Can I say that something in regards to this? I don't have the heart for it. I don't have... So I went and I posted on my Facebook yesterday, or it's Saturday. I can't remember what day it was. The story about Kate Smith and...
That she's now wearing a burqa.
Yeah. Well, no mo. They took it all down. It's no longer covered. They took it down. The statue at the Flyers.
The whole thing.
The whole thing's gone. And that's when I posted. I don't have the energy for it. I don't have, and I think most conservatives don't have the energy
No,
for
that's
it.
Why this stuff is going on.
So I posted.
Because the energy isn't there to oppose them.
I posted the story about this. And I just went, it was a picture of the statue, where the statue used to be, and the story behind it, with both the Yankees and the Philadelphia Flyers. And my only line on there that I said was, this is insane. And a couple of people posted up there, I agree with you and all that. Well, I don't have the energy for this. My older, he's in his 70s now, liberal friend Biff. Remember Biff?
Yeah, he bicycled to hell, didn't he?
He posted.
I'm not joking. Didn't he say that he rode a bicycle from here to Tierra del Fuego?
Yeah, that's when he was tripping on something.
Oh.
One day, and I think I might have talked about this on
the air. I thought he was, like, retracing Che's steps or something.
We were at the Grant Seafood Festival one year. Now, keep in mind, at the time, I was, like, 30, and he was in his mid-50s. And we were at Everglades Seafood Festival.
Oh, when we had our helicopter ride?
Yeah. And he went down there with us that time. He thought it would be a good idea. This, keep in mind, this is a hippie from the 60s. Well, no, I wouldn't even say that. He was a beatnik because it came in the early 60s is when he went through the phase with bongo drums.
And coffee shops.
And coffee shops. He was a beatnik.
Mm-hmm. A Kerouac kind
yes,
of guy.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So driving back from the Everglades Seafood Festival, he decided in his 50s that he was going to drop acid while I was driving back to Fort Myers.
Did he ask permission or forgiveness?
No, I was.
Or neither?
Neither.
He just did it.
He did it. I was like, we were halfway.
You did what?
We hadn't even gotten to I-75 yet to go north, and he was.
Tripping balls?
So this is the kind of guy he is. Very liberal. So I posted a thing with Kate Smith. I said, this is insane. And he proceeded to tell me, well, she did this song, Darkies. And we can't tolerate this in our society. And he left a long, long, long message about how this was.
But Kate Smith, that statue isn't celebrating her for singing something about darkies. It's celebrating God Bless America.
It was like an encyclopedia of why it was right to take this statue down and to stop playing God Bless America. And so I said last night. as my girlfriend was watching Game of Thrones, I had a lot of free time. So I said, you know what? I'm going to reply to him exactly how I feel about this.
Mistake.
So I went and I said, how can you set moral standards on a person that lived 90 years ago or any other generation? I said, if you did that, then we certainly couldn't talk about Edward VIII and Lindbergh and Ford, who associated with Nazis. We couldn't talk about Al Jolson, who performed in blackface. And I said, I think that if you asked Eleanor Roosevelt, First Lady of the United States at that time, if she thought her friend Kate Smith was a racist, she probably would have said no, because Eleanor Roosevelt fought for civil rights of women, minorities.
And Mrs. Roosevelt would have had you escorted from the White House.
And I said, that's it. So I wake up this morning.
Oh, God.
And he replies to it with another long, until we have women's rights.
Oh, God.
And so I, and this is what I said, I don't have the energy for this. I'm not getting into this. I'm not, in my opinion, this was wrong. And I just deleted the post. I was not going to go and keep with one person on this long, drawn out. And I said, enough of it. I don't have the stomach for this.
He would report you to the commissar.
He would. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't have the energy for it.
And you know what the end... you know, we grew up in a certain period of time. And I remember hearing about women's rights and ERA and all that. And to me, there's nothing to argue about. Me as a child and as a young man growing up, you know what I saw? I saw Sandra Day O'Connor. Yep. I saw Sally Ride. Yep. And I thought, okay, they got what they wanted.
Yep.
Problem solved. They seem to be good at what they do. I'm fine with it. Let's move on.
Yeah. But no, but when you go with identification politics, and I say this for
everybody. Well, it's
ridiculous.
It is the opposite of what America is about.
Precisely.
America was not built on victimization. You know, I'm reading a great book, and it was written by a friend of Abraham Lincoln, somebody that worked with him for many, many years in the law office. And I'm not even trying to be political with this, but reading that, where this was written like in the 1890s, and it's reminiscing about when Lincoln was coming of age. Yeah. And nothing political about it, just the attitude of the people there of, well, the farm failed. We'll need to find new farmland, get the wagon, and move the family. And the attitudes were so different.
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, I think I'm very well read on presidential history. I think I'm pretty well read on it. Daily Mail, headline, by today's eyes, was Abraham Lincoln a secret homosexual?
Oh, yeah.
Because when he was coming up in the 1830s, what people don't understand today was if you were poor, you'd sleep anywhere there was a bed.
Mm-hmm. And he was poor.
And he was very poor. And there was a rooming house that had one room. And a friend of his...
I saw that, and the author acknowledged that in one sentence and then went on to spin his
friend
fantasy.
Friend of his...
Speed.
Yep. Would have the bed for the morning, and it would work in the afternoon, and Lincoln would... So it would be like two ships that passed in the night.
But yet they can say, they shared a bed.
But they shared a bed. No! We got to take a break. I don't even want to get into this. looking through history with present eyes is a bottomless pit.
Well, later on, can I tell you about when Abraham Lincoln had to physically beat the renegade Negroes?
All women are crazy. And so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney coming up on the show today. We're going to have the grab bag for you here in just a second. 4 o'clock safe word. In a little more than an hour, we haven't done this in a long time. It's an easy game. Isolated guitar solos.
I enjoy it.
I've got 5 very well-known tunes, but we take everything away. Just have the guitar.
Put it in the spotlight.
Yep.
And listen to it, warts and
all. You may recognize the song, but when you just hear the guitar, it takes on a different feel. And sometimes it might take you 1 or 2 seconds to realize what you're listening to, but we'll do that. We got 5 of them today. We'll have you identify the artist and the song.
So Lincoln had been hired to be a navigator on a riverboat.
Now, he did a lot of stuff, by the way, Lincoln.
Yeah, he did. A lot of physical labor. And it was he and his buddy who had hired him to come along with him, and it was just a flatboat. Don't think, you know, steamboat. It was a flatboat, basically just a barge that they were pulling down the Mississippi from Illinois down to New Orleans. And just as they'd gotten into Louisiana, they decided to stop for the night and docked at this place. And they only describe it as Miss Dufresne's plantation, where they were set upon by a band of renegade Negroes.
Yeah.
And Lincoln and his buddy had to physically fight them all because they were coming to steal what he had on the barge going down to trade in New Orleans. And so it was 2 men. They never really say how many there were. And that's the extent of the story. But he had to go and physically defend himself and his cargo.
He was a good fighter, too. He could fight.
He didn't like to.
No, but he knew sometimes he had to.
And he was a captain in the Illinois militia.
True.
Where he was involved in what they called the Black Hawk War. Didn't see a whole lot of action in that. But for him, it paid off very well because at the conclusion of hostilities, when they no longer needed him, he was deeded by the government.
Yep.
And that was the practice at the time. He was deeded a bunch of land in Iowa that the biographer notes, to my knowledge, that title was never relinquished and that land remained in his family.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's amazing stories. Amazing.
And amazing where he came from.
Yeah.
I mean, literally nothing.
Well, he was a true log cabin president.
Yeah, and his out of his family, his father was not the successful one.
Nope.
He was the guy that was always looking over the rainbow, and if we just do this, we'll make it. If we just do that, we'll make it. And Lincoln, to his credit, felt a great obligation to his father, and he stayed until the day he was legally of age.
And
that was the way he looked at it, is I have this obligation until I turn 18.
And he was truly a rail splitter, too.
Yeah, and
he did it. And that's how he got to know town folk, which allowed him to run for Congress the first time, because people knew him.
Well, how people knew him, yes, he was a log splitter and all that. He could do virtually anything that needed done. But it was actually when he was in the militia, he met a lot of people from all over the state.
Absolutely.
And they, at that time, the way the militia worked is, who's going to lead these guys? There was an election. They elected him to lead them. And it didn't help that when he first arrived in this town of New Salem, he fought the town bully who had a lot of cousins and lived on the outskirts of town. So there were a lot of thugs that made sure Lincoln was successful.
The grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Read your history books. They're oftentimes more fascinating than fiction. And how lot of stuff is folklore. A lot of it, folklore simply it comes to be based on some type of fact.
Now, you do know your presidents like nobody's business. Do you know what Lincoln's mother died of?
Yeah. And one of the fevers.
What they described it as, and I guess it was very common in the Ohio Valley, and nobody knew what it was. They thought it could be like any of the plagues or cholera or anything. And what I'm reading was written at that time, and right. They still didn't know what caused it. Milk sick.
Yes. Yep.
And they said that what would happen is you'd notice your farm animals getting sick first.
Yeah.
And that they'd get a coating on their tongue. They'd start to act strangely. And they call it milk sick because then they're drinking the milk and eating the cheese. And it turned out it was this one weed. And a lady figured it out. And there weren't lady doctors back then. They weren't allowed to be. But this woman talked to this. She described her as this ancient Shawnee woman who explained to her, your people are dying because the cattle are eating this weed and then it gets into their milk and will kill you. It's poison. And that was the end of that and saved a ton of people. But until they knew what it was, there were so many people dying of that and they had no idea why.
With that being said, I do this for Haney.
Your mind is a magnet. If you think of blessings, you attract blessings. If you think of problems, you attract problems. Always cultivate good thoughts and always remain positive and optimistic. Haney. You owe it to yourself to become everything you've ever dreamed of being. Yes. Where the mind goes, your life follows. Yep. You'll be amazed at what you attract. After you start believing in what you deserve.
Motivational Monday.
Usually a bad element.
I don't know. I don't know. It may have been that article where they were calling him a homo that made me go, I want to read more about Lincoln. And this particular one being written somewhat contemporaneously just really fascinated me. Because I haven't even gotten into the story to where he even wins his first election. It's just everything leading up to that, it is so unlikely that he would be the man to lead the country. Now, he was the right one.
Yeah, highly unlikely. And they didn't want him right until the time he was inaugurated. Read the whole story of what happened in Bulmer.
And he had to fight so hard as a child for any scrap of education. He really had to take it on himself.
Vacations. Well, some people can afford them. Some people can't. Some people would rather not go through all the hassle of boarding a plane, packing luggage, going through customs.
Who needs it?
No, now you got this. And this is real.
Introducing Fake a Vacation. Instead of going on an expensive vacation, you go somewhere nearby, have fun, and take some pictures. You choose a destination of your choice and place your order. Send us the pictures you took, and we send you your vacation pictures showing you were at the destination of your choice. You can then share those pictures on Facebook, Instagram, or social platform of your choice.
Hey, look at me.
So next time when you can't make a vacation, fake a vacation. Packages starting at $39 only.
Starting at like around $40. And they'll put you anywhere. They'll put you anywhere.
Well, most of them are a lot of signs.
Yeah, you want to be at Notre Dame, they'll put you right there.
With a sign that says Notre Dame.
Yeah, and then wave.
Yep.
And then they'll take a picture of you waving, and there you got the cathedral behind you. I love this. This is good. Here's a quick montage of Freudian slips in news.
Let's get excited about that 69. I mean, that's pretty good this time of year, isn't it? I know you're excited about the wind, but I want that 69.
Let's go back to the hose. That sounded terrible. Back to the hoses.
Police department in California is taking an unusual approach to catch porn pirates red-handed.
Porch pirates, yes.
pardon me.
Wilson. It was a volleyball.
Wilson. Yeah, I remember.
Volleyball.
Get my cruises and nuts.
And your balls getting mixed up. Yeah.
6:13.
Soccer ball, volleyball, not that kind of balls.
California is farting. Is fighting.
Photojournalist Brad Rice shows us how a forestry instructor gets his students to make and play the North American skin, actually the flute, in this traveling West Virginia segment.
Tony Abbott still needs to be elected first.
Despite the fact that they've had such a tremendous amount of sex during the regular season.
Well, I won't be talking to the rose expert anymore.
I know.
But you can ask me anything about peonies. I love peonies.
Oh, flowers. Peonies. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of TV news gals involved in that.
Yeah. And
you know a lot about TV news gals.
I was deep into it.
Did you hear about the one in San Diego?
What happened?
She's a decent-looking gal. I'm going
to
tell you that.
We know some women that went to work in San Diego.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, she is a decent-looking gal. She served in the Navy. And on Easter Sunday, she walked into the church in San Diego with her baby in one hand and her sidearm in the other, took over the pulpit and yelled at everybody that Jesus lied to you.
Yeah, I did see the story.
And evidently, her Navy record, perfectly clear. And they also note she's an employee at, NBC 7 in San Diego. And I couldn't help but think of you.
They're all
could have easily been you.
Sure, could easily.
And I can just see you picking up. She did what?
Yeah.
I think even you would be shocked by that. It'd take you for a second, and then you'd say, "Well, in reality, I understand. It makes perfect sense. I know what she's doing."
5-year-old. You know, here. Maybe some of you don't know this. If you have a decommissioned phone, I mean, you get a decommissioned phone. You get a new Apple phone or a new Samsung, and you got the old one, and you're like, what do you do about it?
Well, that's your alarm clock.
That's your alarm clock. People will go and keep it in their glove compartment, emergencies or something. You can still use 911 with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a 5-year-old found grandma's old phone. And decided to turn it on and dial 911. Why? Well, the little boy in Wyoming, he wanted McDonald's.
Hey, County 911, what's your emergency?
You're bringing me McDonald's.
I'm sorry, what?
You're bringing me McDonald's.
No, I can't bring you McDonald's.
We get a lot of people who are letting their kids play with the cell phones. And a lot of them are deactivated, but parents don't realize they can still call 911.
You know, I was laughing to myself, so. Hey, I'm driving past McDonald's on the way there. I might as well get him something. I think the first thing he said to me was, my grandma's going to be so mad. Can you please go away?
Yeah, he told him. He said 911s are for an emergency only. And he taught Isaiah what emergency were. If somebody was hurt or in trouble.
We all thought it was really cool that Officer Patterson went over there with the McDonald's. So it kind of made our night.
That's a good guy.
Yep. You see them take out the defibrillators sometimes to shock the heart.
Clear.
It's not because the heart stopped beating. It's got an irregular
out of rhythm.
Beat. Yep. The same can be said if you are in an ambulance and the ambulance hits a pothole.
We're in a rescue call. Chest pains.
En route 1 male patient. Code 2.
The jolt of the pothole converted the patient's racing heart to normal rhythms.
It's rare, but it's a well-described phenomenon. One way to treat that is with an electrical shock. Classically, you'll see on television, the paddles clear and the big jolt. Turns out you can do that with a pothole. It's about the only good thing from potholes.
Gonna go a little time.
Well, then why didn't they shock him if he needed it?
I don't know.
Did the driver?
They might have been getting it ready, getting the paddles.
What I'm saying is, did the driver know there was a pothole and felt like being a lifesaver?
I don't think so.
Yeah, let me take this hard. Maybe we can save him.
Yeah. Going to give you a time capsule right now. Today, 2019, is Earth Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The first Earth Day was April 22nd, 1970. Here's the CBS Evening News, Walter Cronkite, reporting about this thing called Earth Day.
A unique day in American history, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day, a day dedicated to enlisting all the citizens of a bountiful country in the common cause of saving life from the deadly byproducts of that bounty. The fouled skies, the filthy waters, the littered earth. The gravity of the message of Earth Day came through. Act or die.
There.
Way to go, Uncle Walter.
Yeah. We just talked about, remember when we asked the question of the week, who came to your school? And I said those ghost hunters, the Warrens, came because their grandkid.
Yeah, the Amityville couple.
Yep. Well, Ed Warren died years ago. But Lorraine Warren passed away. She was the paranormal investigator, Amityville Horror.
And also they were
the Conjuring Lady.
And highly successful at making money.
She was 92. Yeah, they came to our high school back in the 70s to do a whole presentation.
And sell their book.
And sell, oh, sure. But it was because their grandson went to our school that they were coming for a visit, and somebody suggested, this is the truth, suggested a nice talk from the Warrens because their grandson was being bullied and pushed around in school. I don't know. I don't think I had anything to do with it, but I watched. And so they brought Warrens in.
And you learned techniques you'd later use on Hobomb?
Oh, absolutely.
What Good. Are you guys?
Well, we've been called ghost hunters, paranormal researchers.
But we prefer to be known simply as Ed and Lorraine Warren.
I'm Lorraine Warren.
Something awful happened here, Ed.
What is it?
Whatever Lorraine sees, feels, touches, it takes a toll on her. Little piece each time.
It's been quite a career, and I'm still involved with hauntings and helping people get through. It's a very delicate thing with certain people because they're very terrified and very frightened. But there's a lot of people that don't believe.
You have a lot of spirits in here, but there's one that I'm most worried about because it is so hateful.
She lived to 92. I want to say the grandson joined the team and was in like some of their TV shows that they did.
Oh, so he could get self-esteem.
Yes, he was fat, awkward, and a little dorky. I got to play, again, time capsules. 1984, this was actually on MTV.
Oh, yeah, I want to see this.
Where MTV once sent a fan to a wild party.
You know what?
With Van Halen.
I remember that promo running.
And it really happened.
Get ready for the MTV Lost Weekend with Van Halen. Do you have the guts to enter this contest?
Destination unknown. You'll have no idea where you are. You'll have no idea where you're going. And probably no memory of it after you go. But it'll be the whole weekend.
At the time, I knew Van Halen was like at the pinnacle of rock and roll bands. They played hard and partied hard.
This postcard, over 1 million were sent in.
But I figured, somebody got to win, why can't it be me?
The real partying started after the concert.
MTV!
And got out of hand.
Yeah, it did.
What do you consider out of hand in 1984?
A lot of things, but let's go back to 1982. Here is your buddy, Joe Piscopo, in 1982.
International superstar Joe Piscopo.
Doing a, and this was an actual thing. MTV was doing a roadie for a day. And they actually did it. So Joe Piscopo in 1982 thought it would be funny to do a parody about MTV's real roadie for a day where you had to work.
Hey, I'm from Jersey. Are you from Jersey? Thank you, MTV, for sending me on the road with Mr. Bruce Springsteen and letting me be his roadie for a full week, free of charge. Wow.
Hey, Paulie, mind putting your foot in this bucket of water?
Sure thing. I've been treated with all the respect to a young man from New Jersey with little or no technical training.
Hey, Paulie, grab the end of this live wire, would you?
Sure. Also, I've been allowed to carry unusually heavy musical instruments and equipment.
All right, drop the piano on him.
This is fun.
The comedy of Joe Piscopo. It never
what
gets
a, what
old.
What a genius.
What a bum. We'll be back.
Why do you have such a vendetta against a man who's done nothing but bring you years of entertainment?
I'll tell you, he took about $40 out of my wallet in Vegas, I'll tell
he
you that.
He stood not more than a couple of feet from you and entertained
he
you.
He showed me a slideshow and did bits that were 40 years old.
Who wouldn't want to see pictures of his children and grandchildren?
Stan and Haney.
And hear him sing Frank Sinatra covers.
96 K-Rock.
Just like my grandpa used to say. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. Telephone number into the studio if you want to talk to us. 277-9600-239 area code if you're outside of our immediate area. I'll go over prizes that you can win if you contribute to the show. I may throw you a little something. We got just a ton of prizes. I wanted to do something, though, for Haney before we get into other things. Go over the prizes and tell you what's coming up and
all those things that need to be done at this particular stage of the mission.
We'll be done in just
so many dedicated technicians now going over all of the things that keep this mission nominal.
Right. Whatever. I wanted to save this, play it here for you. I got about 30 seconds of it.
Roger, go for throttle up.
Sheryl Crow recorded a new version of her song Redemption Day. And this one's a duet with Johnny Cash.
Really?
She did it by using his version from his album American Six, Ain't No Grave. And she cut a new track for herself. And this is a little sample of it.
There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watching wait for Redemption Day.
I got a little sample of that, Sheryl Crow, Johnny Cash.
It sounds well done.
Yeah, 277-9600. Here's what we got for you. If you want to contribute, we could throw you a prize. We've got Babacusaw. We've got Bam's Restaurant in Naples. Here we go to some new stuff that is on here. Get you on the guest list to go see Killer Queen, UK's premier Queen tribute band, going to be at the Barber B Man May 1st.
I thought Adam Lambert fronted the world's premier Queen tribute band.
That's kind of like the band, but him. That's the real Queen. And
So they're not considered a tribute band.
No, they're considered the band.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we have, if you want to go see a Beatles tribute, that's going to be the Great Legends featuring Let It Be a Beatles tribute. We got a 4-pack general admission that's going to be at Thunder Plaza on Saturday, April 27th. You like the comedian, they call him the monster, Bert Kreischer? He's going to be at the Barber B Man. Got tickets for that. Rockville tickets. Golf at Palmetto Pines, Eagle Ridge, Arrowhead. And if you want to go to a miracle game, we've got that taken care of for you as well. 277-9600. You contribute to the show, add a little something to it, and we could throw you a prize.
Well, you know what you did. All you did with that Sheryl Crow business is whet my appetite.
Of course it is. 277-9600.
As it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names. and he decides who to free and who to blame.
You know what song I haven't heard in a long time?
Everybody. Nobody.
Your theme song.
That's my theme song.
2779 reaching down. When the man comes around.
Yeah, that song used to play when I would enter a room.
Yep. You know what a lot of people may still not know is when Johnny Cash made his big comeback on his record, his backing band is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
That's a fact.
And not the first time they've done that. They were also the backing band on a John Prine record. That's one of my favorites of all times.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ray.
Hey, Ray, what's on your mind?
Just the political correctness thing. Like, you're talking about stuff that people did wrong or thought they did wrong 100 years ago. Yeah. You know, saying things. You know, we got to deal with it now. You know, if there's still prejudice or whatever, then you deal with it. Not what somebody did 100 years ago.
Thank you. 277-9600. Is this the one? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Josh.
Hey, Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Just calling to wish you guys a happy Monday.
Thank you. You're still what? You're still what? Your phone broke up.
Oh, sorry. Still stuck here at work at the nursing home downtown.
Oh, that's right. You work at the nursing home down there.
Treat them gently. Yeah. Treat them kind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you have to work yesterday on Easter?
Luckily, I had yesterday off.
You know, when they're at the nursing home.
But you know what? They don't get the day off. They're all stuck there.
Yeah, they're there. But
yeah, they're all here. They were trying to convince me to come in on my day off in a bunny suit, but that didn't happen.
Oh no! Well, that's a big day because you will get that rare time that relatives will come and visit.
Oh, absolutely. Either way, we made it fun. We had a nice Easter egg hunt and stuff for the residents and stuff like that too.
Good deal. So, you haven't won anything in a while. You want something?
Sure.
What do you feel like?
Comedy show is always a good one.
Yeah. Bert Kreischer is going to be at the Barbary Man Air. I'll set you up. They call him the monster.
All right. That sounds good. I appreciate it.
Hold on. He needs a nice price. He does a lot
That's
of good
a tough
work.
Job.
Tough job. He does a lot of good work. I think it's line 3 that he's on. I think. Yeah.
Oh, these. Feel so bad for people that end up in a situation like that.
Yeah.
People that have, done so much with their lives.
Yep. The thing is, and I've told this before, my great-grandmother, who lived to like 96, 97 years old, spent probably the last 20 years of her life in a convalescent home. And they get used... And I, that's a wrong term to say. The human species can adapt and thrive in any situation. And she made her friends in the convalescent home, people her age. They would go and do their things together. And my father thought it would be a good idea for Thanksgiving, I think, to take her out of the convalescent home and bring her home to have dinner with all of us. She hated it. She hated every second of it. She wanted to be back there with
her
friends.
Back in the routine.
Yep. And that's understandable. Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Nick.
Nick, what's going on, buddy? You got Stan and Haney.
Nice. I'm on my way home from work right now.
Well, what do you do for a living?
I do yacht maintenance.
Okay. What's on your mind, buddy?
I was just calling to see if I can get some tickets to...
No.
Who soothes my thumping?
This is mine. Start it from beginning again. Start it from beginning again.
Nobody.
This used to be my theme song.
Oh, it still is.
It still is.
What do you mean, used
well,
to be?
Well, it was played a lot. Here you go. This is me.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I'm full of nothing but pain, who soothes my thumping, bumping brain?
Nobody.
When wintertime comes with its snow and sleet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bert the Kreischer's the machine,
and cold feet,
not the monster. Although I've seen
who says, here's two bits, go and eat.
Nobody.
Nobody. Well, I ain't never done nothing to
nobody.
I ain't got forgot nothing from nobody. No time, and until I get something from somebody, sometime I don't intend to do nothing for nobody. No time.
That's me. That's, what about a cold beer? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
When summertime comes,
yeah, cold beer.
All warm and clear.
Yeah.
And my friends see me drawing near. Who says, come on in and have a beer?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Ahoy.
Well, hi, Chad. How you doing?
Hey, Chad. How are you?
Pretty good. You guys were talking about Johnny Cash, and
yes,
brought up a good story, good memory I had when I was a kid. I met Raymond Zarek from the Doors right outside of Saratoga Springs, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing with, I believe it was his son, and he was at this little jazz club, and I was underage. But I knew the owner, so, you know, I got in there.
Yeah, arrangements are made.
It was great. I mean, he was such a cool guy, so down to earth. I felt really bad for him, though, because there was a line for, like, autographs afterwards. So I just bought their box set. I'm jumping in line, and everybody's asking about Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison, Jim Morrison. So when I got up there, I didn't ask him anything about Jim Morrison. I just told him how great he did, and, you know, I said at the very end, you know, it must be kind of a drag always having to answer everything about Jim Morrison. And he was like, well, it's, you know, just part of it. You know, he was such a outrageous character and such a figure and died so young. And, you know, he was just totally cool. But I thought you'd get a kick out of that because I know you guys like Saratoga Springs.
Yeah.
And Raymond Zarek's great.
Raymond Zarek was a regular on this show. I mean, we'd call him up.
And you are correct. He's a great guy.
And he was a great guy. He was a good guy. But when you talk about everybody wanting to know about Jim, he knew that he wrote several books about Jim Morrison and some of the things that they went through. They were buddies, and he realizes that came with the territory.
That's exactly what he said. It comes with the territory.
Yeah. Everybody had he was a mystery.
Yeah,
he died young,
and Ray handled it well. Unlike TV's Goober, who wanted us to know that he'd been in Der Flater Mouse,
yeah, and not working at Wally's filling station.
Yeah, don't right? talk to me about Goober. I'm an opera star.
Yeah, what would you like, buddy?
Oh, geez, if you guys give me pewter mug, that'd be awesome.
We don't have pewter mug. We won't get any until May 1st.
Oh, you have that Bam's restaurant.
We got Bam's done. Hold on, Bam's.
When I heard a whistle blowing and the big
That's the Heartbreakers there.
And I was scared as I could be. I put on my overalls and I headed to town. Gonna bring her back with me. I asked the man down at the station.
What a career he had.
A phenomenal career. He lived life.
And when he was supposed to be done, he did his greatest work.
Yep. Well, country music kind of ignored him. He lost his label, Columbia.
But you got to remember, he was bigger than country music. He had his TV show.
Well, here's a guy that had
in movies,
acting, Country Music Hall of Fame, and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Britton. Ahoy.
Hey, Britton.
I also had a Johnny Cash story.
Go ahead.
He gave me his harmonica one time.
I want to hear that story.
My grandparents lived out in Vegas, and we eventually moved out there for some time, but we'd always go to dinner shows when we go out there and visit. And so we had, and this is back in 69, 70, right around there.
Uh-huh.
I was about 7 or 8 years old, and we had tickets to go see Johnny Cash.
He was one of the biggest stars in the world at that time.
Yeah, he was. That's about the time of his TV show.
And I used to get migraine headaches when I was a kid, and I'd just start puking. Well, I started getting one of these headaches before the show, and I didn't tell anybody. And back then, it was a dinner show.
Uh-huh.
all the tables, they'd serve you dinner, and then the show would come on. So after dinner, I started getting sick, and I kept on having to run back and forth to the bathroom, which wasn't close. And so I guess he noticed, and I came back from the bathroom one time. He just got finished playing
what can I get
Folsom
you
Prison
what
Blues
can I,
is what
I,
he was
what
playing.
Can I get you, buddy?
No, it was the...
Okay.
So anyways, he gave it to me.
I gotta go. Can I get you something?
Barbecue sauce.
You got it. Hold on. I appreciate it. But that's...
We do it for a living. He was, he was a little nervous.
And that's why I'm still giving him a prize. Understand. I just couldn't keep going with
that. And you know what was going through my head the whole time when he's talking about, Vegas dinner show and all that? Is when you and I went to see George Wallace, and he'd been on the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
And when we got out to Vegas, he was like, yeah, come and see the show.
Yeah.
And being Vegas, Stan and I had been what we call burning the blue flame, where we'd been enjoying a couple of convivials. And so we were ready for George's comedy show. And when George Wallace comes out on stage, and of course he's made sure that we're seated right in the front.
Oh, we were right in the front.
First thing he does is gives probably a good 2-minute speech about you a-holes that have just sat down to watch a show. And as soon as I start my show, I guarantee you some of you are going to decide you got to get up and use the restroom. So what I'm going to do, anybody that needs to go, you go right now. And if you don't need to go now, so help me God, if you get up during my show and stands. George Wallace is about 3 minutes into his show and Stan starts elbowing me. Andy, I can't.
Came on me.
I got to go. And I thought you were going to wet your pants.
I didn't want to get up and leave because he'd zero right in on me.
And I don't think I have ever seen you move the way you moved. You were trying to not call attention to yourself, and by doing that, you made it even
worse.
More.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He saw you.
I know he did. But
and he had mercy on you.
He was kind. And then, then I came back, had a little bounce in my step afterwards. That was good.
Yep. You probably didn't even need to go. It's because he put it in your head. I know you.
All right.
You wait. It was probably a good 2-3 minutes. And then, Andy.
Gotta go.
Oh, my God.
Because he said it.
Yep. He put it in your head.
Isolated guitar solos when we come
back.
And
you were the only one.
Yep. Yeah. Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go. You know what? I paid for my ticket. No, I didn't.
No. No.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You
did not.
Don't want to go down that road.
No, didn't pay for my ticket.
No,
didn't get the VIP. I didn't pay for the VIP and the
that was graciously given to you
by Mr. Wallace.
Yeah. Gracious hospitality and
you. I had a pee.
Yeah,
we'll be back.
Beautiful beaches, world class golf, and all the 5-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor. Essay or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Going to give you a chance to win here in just a second with a game we haven't done in a while. It's real easy. It's more just enjoying and listening to it. Isolated guitar. And we're going to do that in a second. I'll go over the prizes again for you. Quick thing. Did you hear it all today from Dave?
No. Have you?
He was supposed to come to work today.
And that was my understanding.
Yeah, he used the I've got a flat tire trick.
Yeah, he got his check early.
So he...
Did he really?
Here's what I understand.
I've got a flat tire?
I got a flat tire. I can't come in. And then Morgan, his boss... who's old enough to be his daughter, or young enough, said, "That's okay, Davey. You can come in tomorrow." And then a text.
So she's being very maternal towards
yes,
him.
Yes. And so he texted her back and said, "Well, if I get the flat tire fixed, I'll be in."
Well, he needs to get it fixed. I need dinner.
Then his her reply was, that's okay, Davey. If you can make it in, great. He replied, "I'll be in by 2:45. Okay, Davey. And nothing. Flat tire. The old flat tire trick. You know what? When I lived in Orlando and had to go to work over in Melbourne, the flat tire trick wouldn't work.
Nope.
I don't care if you really had a flat tire. Figure out a way.
You know how many flat tires I had back in the day when I was a teenager?
Change it.
I remember constantly in multiple parking lots of multiple radio stations, one that didn't even have a parking lot. It was sugar sand, and I still had to figure out how to change it.
Can't come in, flat tire. What? Yeah, you got paid early. We're about 17 minutes from a safe word.
I still need dinner, Dave.
You're paid handsomely for that. All right, Dave? I'm going to play you very well-known songs. You are probably going to get all of them.
But that's not the point.
But that's not the point.
We're not trying to make it difficult.
Your job is to tell me the band and the song. We're going to play isolated guitar, where everything else is taken away. You just have the guitar. Identify the song, be the first person to do so, and we'll get you a prize. 277-9600. Don't try yet. You haven't heard anything yet, and phones are on lockdown. If you identify the song and you're the first one to do it, you'll have your choice of the following prizes: Babaku Saw, Bam's Restaurant, the Killer Queen Queen tribute at the Barber B Man, the tribute to Legends, which is the Let It Be, a Beatles tribute. We've got Bert Kreischer, who's known as the Machine.
I thought he was known as the Monster.
No, I was wrong. He's the Machine. I thought he was the Monster because...
You sure he doesn't go by both?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Apparently, he likes to go shirtless and eat parties.
Oh, yeah?
But he's big with the kids. We have Rockville.
Does he work blue?
Does he work blue? Yes, he does.
Works blue.
All right?
As long as he's up front about it.
Yeah. We got golf.
Personally, you know me. I don't work blue.
Never have. Never have.
And I hate to say, I'm not trying to say anything about anybody else, but to me, it's lazy
when you work blue. Yeah. Never worked blue. I salute you for that, my friend.
Yeah. Never work blue, and you don't work with dogs and little kids.
No, that's the worst.
Stan took it to another level where he says, "I don't work at all. I won't do any play acting."
No, I'm done with that.
You retired from
play acting.
You were good at it.
I was all right.
You acknowledge that.
You acknowledge that
it's a skill you have,
but I can't
choose not to deploy it.
Choose not to deploy it. All right, here we go. I'm going to play the clip. These are all.
So if I want to do any play acting, it's up to me.
It's up to you. I'm in the radio business. I'm not in the stage and theater business.
What if I wanted to go into the computer business?
I could say
I'm in the computer business, not the radio business.
Yeah.
Or I could go into play acting.
You'd prefer play acting. You like that play acting.
Do you think you're better than me at it?
I never said I don't want to compete with you on play acting.
You do. You think you're better than me.
I don't think I'm better than you. I think I possess skills that you don't. But you possess skills that I don't.
I would say there's actually an argument to be made. I'm not going to die on that hill. Because when you dressed up as your grandmother.
Yeah.
When you see Stan in a dress and full
physical
makeup,
comedy.
He commits.
Yeah, prop guy. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Identify the song and the band that did the song. This is isolated guitar. 877-9600. I'll release the phones after
and
we play.
I don't think what? That, you know, you're counting sanity as an ability I don't have.
Right. Here you go. Phone lines are open, 277-9600. Band, song. First person to do it, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Cape Coral Geo.
Oh, wait, Cape, what are we honoring today?
Nothing much, but it sounds like Deep Purple, number one.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Highway Star.
You would be correct. What would you like?
BAMS.
Done. Hold on. That's how the game's played. That's how it's played.
God, that was good.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Raw energy.
Raw energy. These are all very different in many ways, shapes, or form. Isolated guitar.
What do you think you're better at than me? Just sanity?
Well, really.
Being on time?
That's number one. Okay, here we go.
All right, you got me.
Here we go. Band. Song. Ahoy, who's this? Boy, that was, I know, you didn't get it. Best to freeze up and hang up.
How could you not get that?
I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, go ahead.
Beatles.
Boy, listen to Paul go.
Yeah, man, he knew it.
Is that Paul or George on that? Yeah, woo!
Ahoy, who's this?
That's Forrest.
Hey, Forrest, what is it?
AC/DC shook me all night long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What would you like?
How about BAMS?
Do we have any more left? Do we have enough left? Oh, yep, done. Hold on. How many do I have left? Oh, we got plenty of them. What am I talking about?
But, you know, listening to Angus there?
Most of that was Malcolm. Most of that was Malcolm.
The lead?
Most of it, and I got the cut. I hear, and I know that Angus is in there, but the cut said isolated Malcolm. Yes, sir. That's
well,
what it
I
said.
I thought Malcolm was strictly rhythm. He doesn't need to make it cry or sing.
I don't. It said Malcolm.
So maybe they're both playing on it?
Maybe. Maybe it said Malcolm. I said the same thing. That's Angus. No, Malcolm.
My point being was that AC/DC requires the two of them.
Yep.
They were like one brain.
That's absolutely. All right, we ready for another one? This is number three. Song. A lot of times it might be able to identify the song. Got to identify the band as well. Number three. Name it. That's what I love about it. It's not perfect. It's damn good, but it's not perfect.
Well, what you're isolating there, he very well could have had multiple other parts on other tracks.
Sure. But it's great. It's not manufactured. It's it's somebody actually doing it.
And that's kind of a novelty now,
it
I guess.
It sure is. When you go and talk to somebody, what was that Spanish stuff that they do now? What is it called?
Oh, trap.
Trap. When I hear from somebody who says, well, the thing I liked best about it were the lights. come on. Name the artist, the band, and the song. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Terry.
Can you figure it out, buddy?
I thought it might have been Jeff Beck waiting on a friend.
Jeff Beck doing Waiting on a Friend.
Sorry, pal. Sorry. Let's try this one.
Well, you know, you play songs for that guy. Yep. God knows what he's hearing when you play him.
Yep. People have brains. They hear different things. Some people hear in color.
You know, somebody's playing All Along the Watchtower, and the guy's yelling, Freebird!
Yeah! You've seen it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, you got this one now, don't you? Piece
of
cake.
I do.
Go ahead, brother.
Van Halen, Dance the Night Away.
Yes, sir. It's not Waiting on a Friend.
I love this game. Awesome.
I like just playing the cuts. What would you like?
How about the Rockville tickets?
Yeah, I got you set up with that. Hold on.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Okay, we got another one here. Number four. Isolated guitar. Name the band, the song. 877-960.
Really makes you appreciate Dave Grohl.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, do it.
This is Nirvana and Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes, sir. What would you like?
Do you got any more Rockville tickets?
Yep, do. Hold on. Done. Hold on.
Seriously, you take Grohl out of that equation?
Yeah, I agree. Hey, yep. Thank God for Dave Grohl.
Never realized how critical the drums were to that song.
Yep. And the story was that he couldn't keep time very well. So they did one of those meter things for him.
Oh, like, metronome?
Yeah. Let's get back to reality.
Oh, lots of drummers can't keep time worth a damn.
I will tell you that this is isolated guitar, but what the hell, we'll throw the bass in as well.
Why? Because we couldn't get rid of it?
Correct. Name the band, name the song. Name it. We got about 90 seconds to get a winner here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's David.
David, name it.
Is it Journey?
No, it is not. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Can you do it?
I believe it's Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
You are correct, Anna. What would you like?
It's one of her favorite songs.
It is. She's a Jersey girl. Anna, what do you want?
Actually, I'm sorry. I just got off work, and I got in the car, so I don't know what prices you all have.
Would you like something to do, something to eat, something, a show to go to? What do you want?
Something to eat.
All right. I'm going to give you, let's see, what do I got here? Oh, I've got $25 to Bam's Restaurant.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You betcha. Hold on there, Anna. Okay, hold on. All right, we got to take a break because guess what? Safe word in seconds. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock.
What's your case worth? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K Rock.
Were you a horrible kid to your mom this year? We want to know what made you the worst kid ever and help you out for Mother's Day. If you're one of the worst, we're going to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Steven Singer Jewelers for a Mother's Day gift. Check out Steven's exclusive I Love You to the Moon and Back diamond necklace, the mint 24-carat gold-dipped roses, and more. Go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com now to tell us what made you the worst. Each week, we'll select the best of the worst to win. Brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Get all the info on 96KRock.com.
From the Absolute Law Studios on Stan and Haney Boulevard.
This is 96K-Rock. 96.1.
A Beasley Media Group station.
WRXK. Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral. Everything that rocks. 96K-Rock.
All right, here you go. The 4 o'clock safe word is compete. Be fair, but you can compete. C-O-M. P-E-T-E, compete. Enter the word compete right now on 96krock.com, on the K-Rock app on your mobile device, or text the word compete to 45911. Now hurry up, you got about 15 minutes to do it. One multi-market winner will hit the G-spot and be notified, and they will win $1,000. All web and app entries automatically qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. The 4 o'clock safe word is compete. C-O-M-P-E-T-E. Compete. C-O-M-P-E-T-E. P-E-T-E, compete. Go to 96krock.com, put the word in right there on the K-Rock app on your mobile device, or text the word compete to 45911. Good luck.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys? Stan and Haney on 96krock.
I don't like jokes. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. About 90 seconds left if you want to get the 4 o'clock safe word in on time. Compete. C-O-M-P-E-T-E. Compete. Go to 96krock.com right now. Put the word in there. Go to the K-Rock app on your mobile device or text the word 45911. And, no, why didn't you tell me ahead of time? I could have gotten you another one.
I just thought.
Yeah, you want me to do it?
No.
I'll do it. Some of them are very benign. Some of them are benign. I'll do this. Some of them I like, but I can understand. I'll do them. Some of them I won't, but there's a few I'll do. Let's get you... updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Let me make sure. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just a couple of things on the board. Both are in Fort Myers. Both are on the same street, just different intersections. Crash, Daniels Parkway and Brookshire Lake Boulevard. And crash, Daniels Parkway and Palomino Lane. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes, right before we jump into the Wayback Machine, which will be coming up shortly. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. He is the news, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We will have for you the 10 worst jobs in America. Don't check them all off. I think I've done most of them. A woman's Vegas bachelorette party email is going viral. We'll tell you why. This whole social media world, you and I have known for years, it's all fake.
Yeah.
And one website is there to help you out by photoshopping you into fantastic vacation spots so you can make everybody jealous.
Guaranteed that you will like them or they'll give you your money back. Meaning that they'll look really good.
If there's one thing you can take to the bank, it's an internet guarantee.
Yep.
Once they've charged your card.
Yep. Yep.
I've always found it's just as easy to cancel as it is to sign up.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny, though? But
you can sign up really easily.
You can sign up on the web with a click of a button, but when you want them to stop charging you, all of a sudden the phone comes into play.
Yeah, you got to call their number and wait on hold and pray that they pick up.
Now, they do advise you that your call is important to them.
Nice music in the background.
Mm-hmm. Ambulance hit a pothole, saved a man's life. A man called 911 to be rescued from a cliff. And the thanks the first responders get for this?
Yeah.
He tried to steal the fire truck.
Jeez.
And finally, Dateline, Pinellas Park, Florida.
Ah, yes.
What is the purpose of jailing someone?
Teach them a lesson.
Rehabilitation?
Yeah, teach them a lesson. Hopefully, after they learn their lesson, they won't do it again.
And I guess they figure you need different amounts of time to figure different crimes
based
out.
Based on the crime.
Well, one man in Pinellas Park, I don't think, understands that concept. He groped the female technician taking his fingerprints in jail.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
Stan?
Mark, very important to have a little bit of laughter from time to time. Again, these are humor, not to be taken literally.
I just saw the topic and I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, some of them are humorous and completely benign. I'll try to stick to the benign.
I'd much rather risk your soul than mine.
Thank you. Mark?
I said Stan.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Figure we're changing roles here.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah. Yesterday was the anniversary of Jesus rising from the dead, that being Easter. But what if it happened in 2019? Here are the top things Jesus would say if he were on Earth today.
Top things Jesus would say if he was on the Earth today.
Thank you.
Under protest.
Under protest. I mean, that stupid barista just put Judas on my cup. Let's see.
Yeah, you're doing Jesus jokes after Easter.
I like it. Before Bernie Sanders, I was the only ancient Jew to draw big crowds.
Laugh it up.
Yeah, see that? Let's see what else I can do. Oh. Shh. Don't tell anyone, but these deviled eggs are delish.
Delish.
Yeah, that's what it says. It says delish. Let's see.
Isn't that your word? Isn't that copyrighted?
Yeah, no, it's not. I hate that word.
Laugh it up.
That's a good one. Weird. According to 23andMe, I'm 70% Dutch. Gee, I thought I could forgive anything, but then I saw the TV show Fuller House. let's see what else. Oh, I can't do that one. I can't do that one. I don't care what your bumper sticker says, dude. I'm not your co-pilot for your rusted-out 2001 Saturn.
Laugh it up.
And finally, the top things Jesus would say if he were on Earth today. No, I can't do that one. Can't do that one. No, can't do that one either. Hold on. I told you they were limited.
Put an end to it.
Hold on. Oh, I'm going to find one.
It's enough.
No, hold it. No, can't do that one. Hold on.
Just end it.
Do it. No, can't do that one. No, can't do that one. Hold it. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I just think you should end it. Be done with it.
No, can't do that. No, can't do that. And that's today's edition.
End it.
4 o'clock, Fluffer.
Elvis has left the building.
There is probably a good, 2/3 of those that I wouldn't even touch. The other ones, they were cute. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
You know, I'm sorry. You know, I'm usually game, but...
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna mess with loaves of bread and...
No.
Last Temptation of Christ, and I'm not gonna mess with that stuff. Don't need that. This email came to me, and... Just remember how I met my girlfriend. It was a weird set of circumstances. This...
I thought you didn't want to talk about
that. No, I'm not. This is another set of weird circumstances. You never know. I'm going to leave her name out of it, not to embarrass her. But I got an email on our email today. I'm going to leave her name completely out of it. Ahoy. Stan and Haney, ahoy, Mark. I heard the show with Colette calling in and asking attorney Mike Chiannopoulos out. Took a while for me to be brave enough to go and do this, but I was just wondering, Mark, if you would want to hang out with me, grab a drink sometime. Sorry if this is creepy to you. Just disregard if it is. I would love to hang out with you. Seems like we have a lot in common. I am not a psycho. No play Misty for me here. Anywho, I hope to hear from you. Have a good day. And I'll give you that. You can keep it for your files. That was very nice. That's a very nice email. Very nice.
It's bold.
Yeah, it's bold. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, another tragic attack on Christians over the weekend. My one question is why? How can a person or a group take the lives of 200 innocent people who are just trying to celebrate their God? Is it the difference in beliefs? Can they really have that much hate in their souls?
Yes.
Yeah, they can.
And it is in their beliefs. They think they did a great thing.
This must stop.
They think what they did pleased their God.
Yep. Now, look, I'm not a big fan of Robert Mueller, but for... you don't say... But for some a-hole reporter to confront him outside of his church is just disgusting.
Did they do that?
This is what he says. I didn't see it. Of course, what can you expect from the leftist media? So I'm sure you have seen about the self-proclaimed Border Patrol that has gotten into trouble for detaining illegals. Yes, I did see that. Well, right idea, wrong system. Well, I think it's a great idea they went about it all the wrong way. Because there are civilian groups, especially in Texas, that work with border control in a perfectly legal way, which as much as someone wants to protect our border, you do have to follow the law. The problem is, not with someone trying to protect the border, it's our dead-ass Congress not doing their job. Of course, this is just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we do it every Monday. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this particular week in a certain year. Today, we're going to look at the bottom five of American Top 40, 40 through 36. This very week, we'll tell you where we're going when we come back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Monday. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to jump into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. We're going to take a look
at... I love this year.
Yeah. We're going to see what was on the charts for this very week in a particular year. We're going to look at the bottom of the top 40, hits 40 through 36. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home, brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. First, we have a disabled vehicle in Fort Myers on Iona Road and McGregor Boulevard.
Oh, you do, do you?
I do. Playing that game.
Stan says he owns a road.
Iona Road. Lehigh Acres, crash, East 12th Street and Joel Boulevard. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Caney in the news.
The year that we are going into the Wayback Machine is one of my favorites because it's the year the sun came out. It's the year that I got out of Pennsylvania and back to Florida where I belong.
It's a great year. Great hits. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1978.
Remember, you heard it.
I
bet you danced to
did.
It not so long ago. Now let's live it up again.
With who?
With Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Hi, this is Sean Cassidy, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
He stepped on himself.
A little bit. Every girl had his poster in their room. The half-brother of David.
I thought Parker Stevenson was his brother.
In the Hardy Boys, he was. He sure was. Now, big-time director. I truly think he was around for about a year. Made a bunch of hits.
Well, he covered a bunch of hits.
Yeah, he covered.
The new like Ron this. Ron. And
yep.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
So you have the bubblegum of Sean Cassidy at number 40 this week in 78. Coming in at number 39. Oh, they were still raw and exciting.
Alive 2, the album.
Kiss. Rocket Ride.
Ace Frehley on top of his game.
Sir.
the Stan and Haney Difference. Big hit from the album Alive 2, but it's recorded in the studio.
Yes.
Here comes the cool part right here, Stan. Wearing that wah pedal out. Wish I was in Kiss.
Yeah.
Get all the chicks. Spitting blood and breathing fire, baby. Oh, here we go. Get it, Ace. Get it, Ace.
Kiss at number 39, Rocket Ride.
This has to have been on the charts forever.
Yep. Raspy voiced.
Nothing but a heartache. The female Rod Stewart.
Yep, that's the truth. Hit you when Bonnie you're Tyler. Hits you when you're down. They had a pumper stomach.
Yep. The Royal Navy destroyer just arrived at Portsmouth. Feeling like a clown. It's a heartache. NHS ambulance was dispatched at approximately 10:32 p.m.
They call her the female Rod Stewart. One Bonnie Tyler.
And all that comes with it. I think at one point she was referred to as the female Jackie Stewart as well.
Yep. She was fast.
Well, she was Scottish.
And fast.
It seems like this song was on the radio more than the other ones.
I'm sure this is where it was this week. But I guarantee you this was a number one song. I don't know if it was on the way up.
I bet it was
on
the charts for at least a year.
Oh. This was everywhere.
Guitar solo there.
It ain't right with love to share when you find he does.
what Top 40 had going for it. Then they could have a little pop song, but they put in a nice guitar once in a while. Love until your arms break.
I don't know.
Ouch.
Yeah. Again, she had her stomach bumped.
There's that guitar again. I like that. That's what makes me like the song, is that guitar. Nice little harmony there.
Yeah. A song that was on the charts forever this week, number 38. That's Bonnie Tyler. And it's a heartache.
And I know this next one has some personal meaning
it
for you.
It has a lot of meaning for me. I was a big George Benson fan. Saw him in concert. I was the only white guy there. He was great.
Did you feel threatened at all?
No.
You were made to feel at
I home. Went in my t-shirt and shorts. Everybody else was in, like, suits and ties. And the ladies were looking like they were going to the Kentucky Derby.
And you were wearing a George Benson This Masquerade Tour t-shirt.
Yep, with all the dates on the back. This guy could play a guitar. He could play a guitar.
Let's just say he mastered the instrument.
Yeah. In concert.
Wearing your lanyard, all access, Breezin' tour. From Welcome Back, Cotter opening for him, the Benson and Hedges tour.
Yeah.
It was brought to you by Newport, though.
Yeah. It was great. Our last one that we're going to look at was number 36 on the charts this week in 78.
Brilliant, brilliant artist.
The great Warren Zevon. Beer Brews of London. The Beer Brew.
No, it's not Kid Rock.
No. No, sir. Beer Brew.
I mean, God bless him, but this isn't him.
Through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called
Song so Home. Good they made a movie about it.
That's right.
Gonna get a big dish of
beef chow mein.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
Your lungs out, Jim.
Yeah. Had the great pleasure to meet him before he passed. Played right here in town. Nobody would give the guy a cigarette.
All he wanted was a cigarette.
They were doing meet and greet.
The hairy-handed gent.
He said, can somebody just please give me a cigarette?
Lately he's been overheard.
Nobody did. I believe my ex-wife did.
You better stay away.
Ooh, man. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd love to meet his tailor. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
She's good like that.
Yeah. Think he used my lighter. You could smoke indoors then.
Well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Nip!
Nip!
Nah, you've been waiting for that one.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
My favorite is he'll rip your lungs out, Jim.
The Bee Gees' Night Fever was number one, by the way.
I always picture Bones McCoy saying that. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim.
Yeah. Mark Haney in the news is next. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us on a Monday. Your day's just about done. A lot of you heading home. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Rob Show will be in at 6 o'clock. He will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Haney and I have been talking about Xfinity for years. And it always amazes us. Some things are slow. It could be a sloth, a snail. Other things are fast, like Xfinity XFi.
You get fast, reliable internet, even when the whole family is online on different devices all over the house.
Yeah, you can stream live on the patio while the kids game in the den, and your better half looks up recipes on her tablet.
That's what cooking she says she's doing.
Yeah, I'm cooking up a little something in the kitchen.
Who is that guy from high school?
Yeah. Everybody wins, even the guy from high school.
Now, you want your family to put down the devices and get together for dinner? You can. Just pause your in-home Wi-Fi with one tap on the XFi app, and you'll be Mr. Popular.
Yep.
After dinner plates are clean, the veggies eaten, homework done, you can turn the Wi-Fi back on just as easily. You are the boss.
Plus, with XFi Advantage, you can get enhanced security and safer browsing for all the devices in your home.
Switch to Xfinity and see how Xfinity XFi makes Wi-Fi simple, easy, awesome.
Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or better yet, visit an Xfinity store today to learn more.
Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Jet's Pizza, and we got a little road watcher for you.
Now, K-Rock Traffic
Our buddy, the Chicken Man, just texted the scene. He said a big accident on Estero Boulevard heading north by Gateway Marina. Lots of backup. Southbound is closed, and they are rerouting traffic through a parking lot. So be aware of that. Fort Myers crash. Daniels Parkway and I-75, that is southbound, and you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters, who's
in Jerry
California.
King on the phone.
Also, Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith,
Jerry
Washington.
King. I'm Jerry King.
I'm Ann Compton.
Should have been a contender.
I'm Charles Gibson.
On the phone.
I'm Jerry King.
There he is.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbara. And you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, April 22nd.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is.
Take it.
I'm Mark Haney.
I'd rather have you wet your whistle now than to have to, you know, run into problems during the newscast.
Well, you know, if I ever looked at the label on that iced tea, Stan, it's full of sugar. Time now for things you did not know.
Okay. Oops.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel?
Big Hollywood actor.
Big.
Has he ever appeared in a sequel? So many sequels out there now. Has he ever done a sequel?
I'm going to say, because you're bringing it up, no, he has never been in a sequel.
That would have been true last year.
Oh.
In his entire career, he had never appeared in a sequel until The Equalizer 2 last year.
I missed it.
Yeah, didn't get that one either. Another movie one for you. Is there an Oscar for Best Original Musical?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, can you name the most recent winner?
No, but I would assume like the Sound of Music one or something. With, you know.
Well, that's years and years ago.
I know, that's the 60s, but I'm saying there's an award for it. Isn't there? No? Yes?
Trick question.
Oh. Why?
There is an Oscar for Best Original Musical. When was the last recipient?
Well, let's go the 1960s.
No.
Oh.
So having said that, there is an Oscar for Best Original Musical.
Told ya.
But it has not been given out since 1984.
It goes way back.
Why?
Why? Well, there's nobody talented enough to do a musical.
Indeed. There hasn't been a year since 1984 with at least three worthy nominees. The last film to win that Oscar? We know it was in 84.
I haven't the foggiest idea.
Purple Rain.
Ah! All right. Makes sense. Speaking of sequels, you know, and I know you don't like M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong movies, but I finally rented, I missed it when it was in the theater, the conclusion of Glass.
The conclusion?
Yeah, where you remember in his movies, he had Bruce Willis in one where he was like invincible or unbreakable.
I See Dead People?
No, not that one, although that is one. No, where it was in the train wreck, and then you had Samuel L. Jackson, who had the brittle bones and was in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Then you had the other guy with the multiple personalities, and each one was a different M. Night movie. Mm-hmm. And then they brought them all together for this one that came out, I don't know, a couple months back.
And that's what, called the Avengers?
Called Glass.
The Avengers?
Glass!
Or Justice League.
You know? It's called Glass. I watched that one.
Yeah. That's mind-bending stuff. That's like when Emergency would show up at the scene with Adam 12.
That's right. They'd put them all together.
They all knew each other.
Crossover shows.
Yeah, and you go, hey, wait a second. They all know each other.
This was a crossover movie.
Okay.
Where they all meet.
The Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Yeah.
When it comes to Billboard Hot 100 singles.
Yeah.
What do you suppose the top four are?
Well, I'll tell you that I know for a fact is Elvis Presley has to be right up there. He's big. Them. Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley is fourth with 109 Hot 100 singles.
Beatles?
No.
Madonna?
No.
I don't know.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You'll never get it.
But I did get Elvis.
Elvis is number four with 109.
Okay.
Third at 162 is Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
In second is your main man, Drake, with 193.
They calculate them differently now with the
downloads. So, who is the king of the Billboard Hot 100 with 207 hit singles?
Probably somebody I don't know, never listened to, and don't intend on listening to.
Well, it would be the cast of the TV show Glee.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Whoop-dee-doo. That's unfair.
Elvis is fourth.
Elvis. There's the king. He's the king for a reason. Where's Michael Jackson on that?
Down the list.
Yeah.
What is in a name? You know, we see this a lot where it's an everyday object that you use all the time. And
what is it? Would a rose by any other name still smell as sweet?
Yep, something like that.
Yeah.
Post-it notes.
Yeah. What about?
Can you imagine them as anything else?
I think Mike Nesmith's mother invented that.
That's probably true.
I don't know. I think it was Whiteout.
And if true, this could be the walls closing in, if true. Walls closing in.
Yeah.
Post-it notes were originally called, upon their debut,
Press-n-peel.
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 Back and to the left. And they were on the market as press and peel from 1977 until 1980. They did not sell well until they changed the name to Post-it Notes, and then we couldn't get enough of them. Yeah. We didn't like press and peels.
We just didn't like the sound of it.
Nope. Even you, Stan.
Hi.
Have a video game console now.
I do.
And it's bigger than it's ever been. But the history goes back a long way. You're talking to an original Atari user
right
here.
Right there. There he is.
And then I remember when Intellivision came out to give them a run for their money.
I don't know what it was, who put it out. I remember Pong. And they used to have the...
Well, Pong was by Atari.
Okay. I played Pong. And then you could flip a switch and it would have two of them going on either side. And that was hockey.
Yeah. You want to play Pong or hockey?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Better wring my hands over that one.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Just adding an extra line into the black and white screen.
But we were happy.
I didn't think it could get any better.
Look at that. It's on the TV. This is great.
I can control it.
Yep. When the original Nintendo was released in America in 1985, it was only sold in New York City.
New York City?
And that was Nintendo's sole test market.
Okay.
So how did it do during the test marketing phase?
Well, my instinct says it would go off like gangbusters, but because you're doing the story, probably not so good.
New York didn't give a rat's ass about Nintendo. It failed miserably. And they had the Nintendo people scratching their head because they're going, hey, you know, here in Japan, not only can the hand be used as a knife, but Nintendo is big stuff.
Yeah.
They decided to give it one more chance.
All right.
And Nintendo did a second test run months later in Los Angeles with a completely different result. And thus,
a hit.
We got Nintendo.
It seems like every day now, during the news, there's one person that insists on calling. This better be good. Ahoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing right now?
I'm driving.
Uh-huh. And you want to talk about what? Haney's in the middle of doing a newscast. What can I do for you, brother?
Well, I just, I got to say, Stan, we're about the same age, and it's uncanny how your thought process matches mine when you're talking about the top 200 hits. But I just want to let you know, the movie was Unbreakable, and the newest one is Glass.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Glass. That's when I saw Glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you sure it's not the Avengers or Justice League?
No, it is
not. But they all team up.
At the end, this movie, Glass.
Do we ever find out about the little kid that can see dead people?
He's not in this one.
I thought you said they all got together.
That's a different M. Night movie. This one has three characters. One, the multiple personality guy.
Okay.
Where, like, they try to...
And he lives
because he's the Beast.
In an old village, but it turns out not to be old.
He kept girls at a pool. This one, he gets cheerleaders.
Now, is this the girl that lives at the bottom of the pool that only he can see?
No! Then you got Bruce Willis, who is unbreakable. And he's got himself an electronic shop now. And then because Samuel L. Jackson tried to blow up a building, or did blow up a building, he's got bones that break, but he's got an unbelievable mind. They drugged him up heavy and put him in an institution.
But he can't move.
Oh, he can move. He just, if it's too strong, he can break his bones. Like if you drop,
so he needs
if you
like
dropped a flashlight on his legs.
So he needs
him.
Like a life alert thing. We're sending help immediately.
They got him completely
Mrs. Johnson.
Monitored in there because he's evil.
So he's too smart for his own good.
Yes.
But he's a walking toothpick.
Yep. Now you got it.
And then Bruce Willis comes in and kicks his ass.
And they were all in different movies. A couple of crossovers.
We know Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson. Is it the multiple personality guy that's just an actor that we don't know?
He's a big actor. I forget his name.
James McAvoy?
Yeah, I think that might be it.
I don't know who that is.
No, me neither. But
I'm
good,
supposed
good
to know
guess.
Who he is.
He's a big star.
Yeah, huge. We have a study here.
Yeah.
About the worst jobs in America. We have the top 10 worst jobs. This is based on average pay, projected job growth, and stress.
Radio's got to be in there.
Well, Stan, as you like to say, don't check them all off.
Right.
At number one on the list, taxi driver.
I can imagine. Yeah.
At number two, logger.
Never been a logger.
At number three, newspaper reporter.
Aha! That, me?
Number four, retail salesperson.
Mm-hmm. That's been you.
Number five, enlisted military personnel.
Thank God.
Now, the people doing the study point out, yes, you're serving your country. What they mean by this, being on the worst jobs list, is that the pay is low and the stress is high.
Yep.
Number six, corrections officer.
Never been one.
Number seven, DJ.
Ha, 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 ha.
And in case they didn't catch you there and they weren't specific enough,
yeah.
Number 8, broadcaster.
Aha! Right there. See?
And one step below the DJ and broadcaster.
Right, the lower rung.
Advertising salesperson.
Yeah, come on. Take a look. A lot of them go skate. A lot of them go to the beach.
And number 10, painter.
Oh, I've painted.
What don't check them all off.
Now, what kind of painter? House painter? Or
it's just painter.
Okay. Or like a Bob Ross.
Van Gogh.
Yeah, he was under a lot of stress.
You go back and look at it. Your old masters that everybody venerates now, they didn't make anything off it.
No.
They were thought to be, shiftless, lazy, insane.
Yep.
Temperamental. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including 2 GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 40-year-old gent named Jermaine Nichols in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada. And he called 911 on Friday morning because he needed to be rescued.
Ooh.
Apparently, Jermaine was out hiking and found himself stuck on a steep cliff. But his phone died before he could give them his specific location. So firefighters and paramedics rushed up the cliffs to hunt for him and try and save him. While they were looking for him, he suddenly appeared out of the bush, hopped into a fire truck, and attempted to steal it.
Brother.
Police were also part of the rescue effort, so he was quickly stopped and arrested, eh? He has been charged with attempted theft and failure to comply.
That's good news.
Tells me he may have a few bumps and bruises.
Yep.
If you fail to comply.
Watch your head.
Yep.
Oops. Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Report.
These floors are slippery.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, 44-year-old Jack Evans was arrested at the bar in Pinellas Park on Wednesday afternoon for causing a scene.
Well, it's like really a big scene. What happened?
Well, the gist of him causing a scene was screaming at the owner of the place that he wanted to have sex with her, and was very graphic about it.
There we go.
Police wound up taking Jack to jail for what they call disorderly conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was being processed, Jack thought it would be a good idea to continue the fun afternoon by groping the female fingerprint technician's ass.
Jeez.
The entire thing was caught by a surveillance camera, and Jack didn't even bother to deny it. When they asked him why he did so,
why?
He explained to the police he grabbed the woman's ass because he found her sexy. He was hit with a second charge of battery on a jail employee. And unlike the disorderly conduct charge,
yeah,
battery on a jail employee is what they call a felony.
Yep, just upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
Just upgraded a lot.
Yep, better accommodations.
Yeah. A little bit of an upgrade.
Only thing you could have done better was to get federal charges.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Monday, April 22nd.
Double M X I X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
You know, I hate to say it, but in a case like Jack's, that's what prostitution is for.
That's right. There's a purpose for it. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits.
Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your evening, and he will have a 6 o'clock safe word. I could get you a thou. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, we'll start in North Fort Myers. Couple up up north of us. Got a disabled vehicle. I-75 northbound at Bayshore. And then we have a hit and run. 11,000 or 1100 block of North Tamiami Trail.
Check that.
Right, check that. 1100 block of North Tamiami Trail right by the Price Cutter Furniture. And one more for you. It's in Fort Myers. It's a crash. Daniels Parkway and Fiddlesticks Boulevard. That's just great. And you are up to date.
What's the matter, Ralph? Alice mother in town?
Exactly, pal, and she's the worst by far.
I say she ain't as bad as mine.
Ha, ha, hearty, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha. Tell her, Ralph.
I'm telling you, Norton, that woman is nuts stepping foot in this house. You know what she is? Oh, I'll tell you what she is, Norton. She's a blabbermouth.
A what?
A blabbermouth.
Says she's what?
A blabbermouth.
That was a great episode. Great episode.
Hold on, Ralph.
Address the ball.
Gave me a call. According to this book, you address the ball.
Right there.
All right, pal. What do I do now?
All right. Plant your feet firmly. Hello, ball.
Will you, 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 will you?
Norton, you know how hard I work. And I know that you know that I'm no jerk.
I want to make sure you hear me talk. Because I've had it, pal, with your sleepwalking.
Sorry, Ralph. It happens when another I go good to one. Bed.
The doctor says it's something inside your head. But I gotta chase you every night through the sewer. I've been taking it over, and I think I found a cure. So don't worry, pal. I know just what to do.
Hello, it's the dog, Lulu. Lulu! Lulu! I say loop, the 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 loop,
the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the
loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the loop, the
Will you cut it out?
About to set our table.
Some guy said to me, he said he got it reserved for his friend Harvey.
You find him. What a team. The real or that team.
Hey, Ralphie boy, here comes Harvey now. Dum, da, dum, dum.
Now look here, good. Huh?
Eddie Murphy's just fine.
My friend ain't scared of you. He'll fight you in the gym.
Norton, what are you doing?
Don't worry, Ralph. I got a way you can win. I got a big friend that works in the sewer, and he'll take a fall fair and square.
Well, how will I know it's him?
He'll say, hey, get a load of fat soda.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'm the king of the castle, the king of the castle, the king of the castle, the king of the castle.
Lost it with Johnny Dangerously. true. Yeah, they thought they were going to be the next big comedy team.
Well,
not.
Yeah, well, you know. But then, you know, Hollywood came back with Adventures of Ford Fairlane and everybody forgot.
Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
In the past, I've done specials and I've talked about other people in my life. I've talked about my mom, I've talked about my dad, I've talked about my sisters, my brother. But I've never really talked about my girl. And so I get people that ask me, you know, we want to know a little bit more. First question that everybody always asks is your girlfriend fluffy too? And no, she's not. She's a little bit curvy, but she's not fluffy. Another question that people ask is your girlfriend also Mexican? And yes, she is, but that doesn't mean anything because I have dated the rainbow, okay? That's just where it landed, you know? Just, you know. Oh, look. The crazy part with my girl is that she doesn't have traditional Mexican features, all right? She could pass for white, which is funny because the first time I introduced her to my mom, it was quite the show. I take my girl to go meet my mom for the first time, and, you know, my mom, she would come to the door. You know, she sees you pulling up in the driveway. She opens the door and just waits for you to get there and greets you at the door. So I'm pulling up, right? She sees me opening the door, and this white girl comes out, right? And she starts cussing me out from the door. Saca ese de aquí. ¿Qué andas haciendo con esa güera? Get that white girl by ya. And my girl speaks Spanish, so my girl looks at my mom, and she's like, hola, señora, ¿cómo estás? And my mom was like, oh, my God, oh, I'm so sorry. Ah, you see that, ma? They make them in that color, too.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Mark, you're very important to have a little bit of laughter from time to time. Again, these are humor, not to be taken literally.
I just saw the topic and I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, some of them are humorous and completely benign. I'll try to stick to the benign.
I'd much rather risk your soul than mine.
Thank you. Mark?
I said Stan.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Figure we're changing roles here.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Yesterday was the anniversary of Jesus rising from the dead, that being Easter. But what if it happened in 2019? Here are the top things Jesus would say if he were on earth today.
Top things Jesus would say if he was on the earth today.
Thank you.
Under protest.
Under protest. That stupid barista just put Judas on my cup. let's see.
You're doing Jesus jokes after Easter.
I like it. Before Bernie Sanders, I was the only ancient Jew to draw big crowds.
Laugh it up.
Yeah, see that? Let's see what else I can do. Oh. Shh. Don't tell anyone, but these deviled eggs are delish.
delish.
Yeah, that's what it says. It says delish.
Let's see.
Isn't that your word? Isn't that copyrighted?
Yeah, no, it's not. I hate that word.
Laugh it up.
That's a good one. Weird. According to 23andMe, I'm 70% Dutch. Gee, I thought I could forgive anything, but then I saw the TV show Fuller House.
Let's see what else. Oh, I can't do that one. I can't do that one.
I don't care what your bumper sticker says, dude. I'm not your co-pilot for your rusted out 2001 Saturn.
Laugh it up.
And finally, the top things Jesus would say if he were on Earth today. No, I can't do that one. Can't do that one. No, can't do that one either. Hold on. I told you they were limited.
Put an end to it.
Hold on. I'm going to find one.
It's enough.
No, hold it. No. Can't do that one. Hold on.
Just end it.
No, can't do that one. No, can't do that one. Hold it. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I just think you should end it. Be done with it.
No, can't do that. No, can't do that. No. And that's today's edition.
End it.
4 o'clock fluffer.
Elvis has left the building.
There is probably a good, 2/3 of those that I wouldn't even touch. They were cute.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.